Good morning. How are you? Today we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany. And there's a bunch of epiphanies during this season. Epiphany means revelation. It's how God reveals himself to us. And so he revealed himself to first the Jews, that were the Jews that nobody wanted to be around last week at the birth of Jesus. It was the shepherds who were the first one to come to see Jesus. And the shepherds were the people that the Jewish people didn't like. They were the low lives. And so first Jesus comes and appears to the low life. Now he comes and appears not to believers at all, but to the Magi, who were foreigners, who were pagans. And he appears to them. And then we'll see tomorrow when the Christmas season ends, even though it's going to end for us today because we're going to take everything down after Mass because no one will be here tomorrow, when the baptism of Jesus. And he reveals himself to all people and to the Jews that were there. And so what this is God comes and reveals himself. But what we got to do is seek him above everything else. And that's what the Magi teach us today. Even Herod, who wanted to find out, he goes and says to the Magi, you go and search diligently for him. But he didn't search diligently. Then you come back and tell me. That's 90% of Catholics, not you, but the other one's not here. You go ahead and you find out how that is, and you come tell me about it. You'll never know Jesus that way. Never. You and I need to search diligently in our own life for Jesus Christ. The Magi left everything to find Jesus. Are you willing to leave everything to find Jesus? See, the problem with us is that sometimes those of us who go to church all the time and are really holy, holy, I'm not one of those, but the rest of us who are like, holy, holy, I go to church, I do all these things, we take for granted our relationship with Jesus. It becomes commonplace. We cease to grow in our relationship with Almighty God. We no longer search diligently for the child. We just expect it. We need to always grow. We need to always search diligently for Jesus more than we do for money, more than we do for health, more than we do for pleasure, more than we do for anything else. So the first question I ask you in the Feast of Epiphany is, do you search diligently for Jesus in your daily life? And if so, how do you do that? Well, of course, the first way we do that is that we prioritize our time and give him, if we are searching diligently, who gets the first part of our time? Jesus, right? And so how does that look? That means we diligently give Jesus the most important part of our time every day. Again, as we've said a billion times, we never fit God into our day. We build our day around God. So you decide what kind of time you will give him to search with him diligently. And when you're there in prayer, you need to shut up, right? You need to, when you're seeking him, you don't just sit, you cannot, like I had one of my people yesterday, who I'm a spiritual director, I will get him tomorrow. But the whole Mass yesterday, he was here, he had his face down in a book. Even when I held up Jesus, he didn't even lift it up. Excuse me, you can't look at Jesus and a book at the same time. Even those of you now that we got these screens, at consecration you're looking at the screens instead of looking at Jesus. Is there a problem? Yes, there's a problem. You don't look at a screen when Jesus Christ is smack being held up in front of you. We search diligently for Jesus, not screens or words. So what that means is, so we got to spend our time with Jesus every day. We need to listen when we're spending time with him instead of just saying our words that we have memorized or doing that. But the second thing we got to do is to search diligently for Jesus is spend time with his word, right? And that means every day. Because again, sometimes we think, I already know all about the God. I already know. But isn't it amazing? Like every day I go to the scriptures, and I've been doing this for many, many, many years. Every day he goes, I never heard that before. There's never a time I go to his word where he doesn't say, here, I want you to read this. I want you to hear this. Oh, how have I missed that? I've been reading the word of God every day. And I still, every day, he shows me something new. Every day, he'll show you something new. That means you'll continue to grow. Another great way that we could do that this year is I would love if every single one of our parishioners were involved in a Bible study. Because, again, they're starting a Bible study. Is it today or is it next week? Ed? today. Well, okay, it already started. So you can join next week. Can they join next week, Ed? Ed is famous, you know, worldwide on my thing. Everybody talks about it. So who's Ed? I want to meet Ed. Anyway, but those they have Bible study. But everybody here could be in a Bible study. You can start your own at your home. And the biggest part about it is you can either do a Bible study by book. Okay, we're going to learn about the book of Revelation. We're going to learn about the book of Colossians. Or you can do a Bible study, but let's study what courage is. Let's study what discipleship is. So those are things that you don't have to come here to do it. In fact, I'd be more excited is if you did it from your homes and you take turns, because now you're seeking diligently with other people. The Magi did not go alone to find Jesus. They went with one another. That the best way for us to seek diligently for Jesus is with each other. We encourage each other. We give each other strength when we're down. We do this together. Everybody here can start a Bible study or meet with other people in your homes. And then you start. This year, 2017, was the year I decided to seek diligently every day for Jesus Christ. Not tell someone else to do it for me, as Herod did. I myself will seek diligently for Jesus Christ. And then once we find him, and we'll find him more and more every time, what did they do? The Magi gave them all their treasures. They gave that child all that they treasured. And when we come to Jesus and we find him more and more, we know that because we give him our treasures. We don't give him what's left over. We give him our very treasures, that which we value the most. So that's really why, that's the way that we find that. Have I really sought him and have I found him? Because if I have sought him and I found him, I give him the best of what I got. I don't throw him, you know, whatever's left or whatever I think I can afford. They left everything, they gave everything. If we are going to be people that are true disciples of Jesus this year and all the days of our life, we need to seek diligently for him every day. And then once we find him, we prove that by giving him that which we treasure the most every day. And of course, when we do that, are we going to be less? We're going to be blessed. We're not going to be less. Anyone who thinks that if you give Jesus the top that you're going to be less, you really don't know Jesus Christ. You just come to make sure you don't go to hell when you die. Because once you know him and you give him the best, you know how blessed you become. That's reality. So this year, let's do not sit on our commonplace and say, this is what I do. But let us decide together that we will seek diligently for the child and we'll give him our treasure every day. Got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.